Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ron Coomer, Chicago Cubs radio analyst.
Unbelievable.
1999 American League All-Star.
You might expect Wells to mix his pattern up. I mean, Coomer has owned David Wells.
This might work out.
The Coom Dog, every week with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It is always a delight to welcome in our friend, America's friend. He's Ron Coomer. He joins us on the Al Pamani Ford Hotline. Al Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Mike, hey, David, how are you boys doing?
Doing all right.
We are.
Doing okay.
We're getting through it, too. Ron, I got to tell you, this idea... I mean, we have a lot of good ideas around here, but this is some high concept stuff. This interactive Cubs World Series run starts tonight on The Score. You and Pat and Joe Ostrowski are going to be discussing the game. We'll play a few innings. You go over it, play a few innings. You talk about it. You get to the end of the game and you talk about it. You take some calls. I can't tell you how much fun this is going to be. Fantastic idea.
I couldn't agree more. I just wish it was my idea. I'm not quite that smart. It sounds like a Mitch Rosen or somebody, their pay scale's a little above mine. No, it's a great idea. We had a call yesterday about it. And Pat and I were on the call and we're talking. And, yesterday I spent some time during the day just kind of going over the series, from game one. And I watched some of game one yesterday of the playoffs. And I've watched some of the other games that we've all watched, quite a bit of the World Series, if you've, had some time to thumb through the internet. And I'm excited. I'm excited to talk to our fans and get their perspective on where they were and kind of, what those games meant to them. And just getting some of their ideas of what the games meant. And for Pat and I, just to, go back through some of the memories of 2016 and what it was like in the booth during some of those times and just what the feel was for the team. So it's a great idea. I'm really looking forward to it. And the research for me of just watching some games and making some notes has been as much fun as I've had in quite some time now, I'll tell you that.
It's a good use of the time, Ron, and I think it's interesting because on Sunday I listened to Bears Classics, the 2007 NFC Championship game with the Bears and the Saints, and I was texting Tom Thayer a couple of times because he was right on a couple plays that he called, and the analysis was terrific, and he said in his responses that things that he remembered while listening to that, and little things you wouldn't think of, but nuances about the broadcast or nuances about the experience or that day, all the memories came flooding back. Do you expect a similar thing to happen to you tonight? And what goes through your mind when you hear yourself analyzing a game that you remember?
Well, I absolutely expect that to happen. I think Pat and I both do. Things that you expect,
the one thing that in looking back, and I haven't listened to the game, I've gone through notes purposely. I didn't listen to it because I really wanted to kind of, I want to feel it again, right? I want to feel like I was back in the booth. But I've been watching some of the games, and I've been going through box scores, and I've been going through the game itself and just watching. But just listening to Pat and I is going to be totally different because the perspective that you have when you're sitting there, I want to come back again. And I just remember those playoff games being so intense. You know, 15 was great, in the you know, but the expectation wasn't high to win a World Series. 16, expectations were extremely high. And the Cubs were the best team in baseball. And, you know, it's going to be fun to listen and know how close they came to, you know, some of the, you know, not getting past the Giants possibly and some of those things. So it's going to be fun. It really is.
You know, it's funny you say that, Ron, because that's what I remember most about it. Not that it was, not that I thought it was just going to be easy, but I did believe they were going to win the World Series. I thought they were that good a team. But I remember feeling like, oh, my God, this is so difficult. Like, it just, you know, it wasn't easy. I mean, that opening series was really difficult. And you look at the scores and everything, and that was a close series. And certainly we know not only Game 7, but you get the extra innings in the World Series. It's extraordinary how difficult it is to pull that feat off. It's just one of the toughest things to do in all of sports, the way you have to go about it.
Yeah, the length of all the playoffs in Major League Baseball is just, it's grueling with all the games you have to play if you're going to win a World Series. And the Cubs took some of those series, you know, deep into the series. Just series number one. We're gonna watch game one of the series, or listen to game one of the series tonight. And that game was decided by a couple great plays defensively and one swing of the bat late in the ball game. And it's just, you know, and two pitchers had just phenomenal days. And dominated the ball game. So yeah, it really is. It's the other thing that I'm really looking forward to is thinking about some of the guys that played. You know, the Monteros through this series who hit right. some huge hits, and Ben Zobrist who huge hits. You know, to win games and some great pitching performances. Johnny Lester was huge through that series, and Jake Arrieta. And then just listening to Pat, too. The one thing that I think we take for granted is games in the broadcast. I do, and I'm sitting there. You know, but to listen to Pat call all the playoffs, it's going to be really fun.
Let's face it, Ron. As we get more anxious by the moment and by the day, what everybody really needs is to listen to Pat Hughes recite anything, say anything, just hear his voice. You know, it's like a cup of tea,
the truth.
You know?
Yeah, that is. So, I was just listening to Vin Scully too, just right before we went on. Vin put out a little piece yesterday on the internet, and you know, it's things like that. So you're right. I just listening to Pat call this game is going to be great, David.
You're an optimistic guy, Ron, and there's a lot of projections out there about what is next for Major League Baseball. CBSSports.com this morning has a story about how maybe July 4th sounds like a reasonable opening day because they cite some things like the Toronto ban on public events through June 30th, which doesn't include sporting events, but still it's there. And you know, the state of Virginia has a stay-at-home order through June 10th, 80% of the U.S. population under a stay-at-home order. When you look at all of these possibilities and when you consider and ponder what is next, where does your mind go, and what do you think sounds the most realistic of the things that you've heard?
You know, I haven't given the thought of when we would get back because so many of these dates, David, bounce all over the place. And I just, you know, to me, living years in Minnesota and knowing some of the companies that are there that they've talked about, Mayo Clinic and Abbott Labs and some of those where they were right by my house. And some of the smart people that have been, along with Northwestern, trying to come up with these
with drugs to try to help people that have this and maybe a cure, who knows. To me, are we going to come up with something that's going to cure this, that's going to fix this, that's going to help the symptoms and quicken the curve? We don't know that. Is it going to continue on, and are we going to go deep into the baseball season? We don't know that either. So I don't know when we're going to come back. I just know when we do, I'm going to be ready and really ready for baseball to be back. But I'm hoping, like the press conference last night, you know, that when they were talking about, you know, this curve and hopefully that they can push this death toll down and they can come up with something that's gonna really help people that are in, you know, dire need to just get healthy.
How are you spending your time, Ron? You know, we just talked to a guy, a former Bears assistant special teams coach who is in Rome, and he's doing a lot of different things with his time. He says he doesn't have a TV and he hasn't been following anything, and immediately we get a text from our guy Peoria Matt, who says, how the hell is he going to keep up with Tiger King? It seems like everybody's watching that show. I don't know why. I haven't seen it yet myself, but it's on the list. What are you doing with your time? How are you preparing yourself to get through this?
Well, it's a daily thing. I'm here in Florida. I'm not in Chicago. I came down here from Arizona from spring training, thinking I would be able to get back to Chicago fairly quick, but that didn't work out that way. So I'm in Clearwater Beach, and you know, I'm watching Homeland is the show of the season for me. So I'm
good one.
Going into season four of Homeland. So I'm binge watching Homeland, and two nights ago I was the cook here in the house, so I did the cooking at night, which, you know, is a little suspect, but that's okay. you know, if there's not a grill there, Mikey, it's trouble for me. You know, I have issues other than scrambled eggs and bacon.
Ron, I might recommend a BBC detective series, Line of Duty, if you like Homeland. I think,
good.
Line of Duty, very good, mm-hmm. very good season one, and real suspenseful. So anyway, yeah, everyone's going to have their own little Netflix alternative. There's got to be some fitness involved for players who are kind of facing the unknown and the uncertainty ahead. Ron, I know you never went through this as a player, but when you see the guys scattered around there, how challenging will it be for pitchers, for position players to stay in shape given the limitations of their access to fitness facilities? And they're going to have to do a lot of things maybe in the comforts of their own homes.
Well, a lot of guys have, David, one thing, you know, a lot of guys have some kind of fitness equipment in their house. And the guys that are living in downtown, like your last guest, the coach, you know, in my building, I have a nine-story building that I'm in Florida, and you can go up and down the stairs. But the baseball skills of training are going to be tough to keep ongoing, right? You're not going to be able to play long toss. I don't see where you can do that and throw the ball across an outfield. You social distancing. Can your wife throw the ball that far, or your son to throw the ball that far back to you? There's things like that. The hitting part will be easy because most guys that play in Major League Baseball that are hitters have some kind of hitting something in their house, whether it be just a small net that you can hit off the tee. But I do think it's going to be difficult for pitchers to continue to keep their arm in shape and throw and find a place where they can throw bullpens. I don't see how they're going to be able to do that. So when we do come back, and we will come back, but when we do, we've got to take that into account because those guys have to get their arms back into shape so you just don't have any injury. That, to me, is the main thing.
Generally speaking, how long does that take? Is that a month-long process? Is that 5 weeks? How long?
Depends on how long we're out. Everybody was great just, you know, not too long ago. We were playing baseball. So if this goes, you know, into June, you're going to need a new spring training. You're going to need at least 3 weeks. You know, you're going to the process is going to be expedited big time compared to what we're used to with spring training. So I would say 2 weeks if we get back fairly soon, 2 weeks. If it goes into June or something like that, midsummer before we get back on a field, than probably 3 weeks.
So, Ron, you're a big Bears fan. Who do you want them to draft?
That's a good question. I'm really happy they got some competition now at certain positions. I think that's a good thing. It brings out the best. So the competition with the guy behind center, I think, is good. I like the tight end position. To me, everybody talks the defense. To me, if the Bears can do their job on offense, if they can get a tight end and get some young guy that is a control receiver, moving the chains type thing, I think that would really help both of those quarterbacks. That's for sure.
They got 9 of them under contract.
Yeah, like you said, they've got 9 of them under contract.
What's the old adage, Ron?
Third baseman, it's not good.
That's right. When you have 9, you don't have 1. I got it.
That's right. How are you boys doing? Everybody doing okay?
Oh, we're doing well. Yeah, we're getting through it. We're all keeping in touch. I do miss kind of seeing everybody. To be honest with you, I miss kind of giving everyone a hard time. But it is what it is, right? David, you're doing all right.
I miss the traffic, Ron. I miss the traffic every day,
No, we don't miss that. Ron, Southside appreciation. When you like a guy, you have a friend, do you ever say, like, hey, you're a good dude, or do you just make fun of him? It's the Southside.
Oh,
thing.
Absolutely. yeah, right. Yeah.
It gets in the way of romance, I'll tell you, if you meet a nice Southside girl.
Ron, enjoy tonight. Should be a lot of fun tonight, you and Pat and Joe Ostrowski. That should be a lot of fun.
Thanks, Ron. Great catching up with you.
Guys, it's great to listen to you. I'm plugging in every morning to listen, so keep doing it. I know the whole city is happy to be listening to you guys, that's for sure.
That's our guy, Ron Coomer. Make sure you're listening tonight and every night. It's going to be a glorious run here. I got a feeling it's going to turn out all right, but you will remember how tense it was. I mean, it was not particularly easy. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 in the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.